Righto, from JMO Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome in.
Good morning, Mike.
Righto,
good
work morning. Work us through this cacophony of
misery. Hey, look, markets have come into focus this week, haven't they? Look, after we spoke yesterday, US markets didn't really gain any more ground into the close, but it ended up being quite an interesting day, doesn't it? I mean, a 4% fall in the NASDAQ, you don't see that every day. Look, Mike, uncertainty is still the name of the game, and I just need to put some flavour around that. So we know that there's going to be tariffs. Look, we know there's going to be trade protectionism. We know there's going to be job losses in US government services, but we just... you've got no idea what the detail, what the end point is going to be. And this track is also fluid and constantly changing. This is what's generating this uncertainty. And the markets are voting, Mike. And at the moment, that vote is negative. There was a Benjamin Graham, very famous US investor, once said, in the short run, the market is a voting machine. In the long run, it's a weighing machine. The short term measures sentiment. Sentiment is clearly negative. But I just want to put a little bit of perspective around this, because let's look at the year-to-date moves, because it comes after a very strong 2024. So the S&P 500, this is up to the close yesterday, it's down 5.2%. Last year, that index gained over 23%. The NASDAQ, yes, it's down 9.5% so far this year. Last year, it gained almost 30%, 28.6%. So just putting those losses into perspective, it's also important to look at the composition of the weakness. It is concentrated in those big stocks, the Magnificent Seven. Look at those in isolation. Last year, they drove the market higher. If I look at an index of those Magnificent Seven stocks, last year that index was up 67%. I'll say that again, 67%. So year to date, it's down 15.5%, but boy, 67 is not too bad. But it's very volatile, and we're seeing that volatility, particularly stocks like Tesla and Nvidia. They're really moving it around a lot, and that's dragging the index lower, which means that there's... but what this does mean, Mike, there's less move. There are 493 other stocks in the S&P 500. If I look at an equal-weighted S&P 500, it's only down 0.84%. So just give an idea of the disproportionate effect of those big stocks. But... all of the Trump bump is gone. Those big risk-on moves that we saw as sentiment soared after he won the presidential election, that's gone. So you saw that in Tesla, you saw that in cryptos. You know, Tesla's halved in value from where it was in December of last year. $479, I remind people. It's now at $227. Bitcoin surged to $108,000. It's now, and it fell to $79 yesterday. But the thing is, Mike, where to from here? The uncertainty, it doesn't go away, because you've seen more tariff changes overnight, another night, another tariff. But you don't... we've got that big date on April the 2nd when lots of changes, and that looms on the US tariff front. So anything could happen between now and then. The other thing we need to remember, Mike, we've got this renegotiation of the US debt ceiling.
That's right.
That's happening this week as well. So more uncertainty there. Just quickly, the local market, we, as per usual, we had a fairly muted reaction. We only fell 0.8% and a small fall in wholesale interest rates. So we were far more steady, and the currency remained relatively stable as well, around 57 cents. So at least we weren't being dragged too much into the madness.
Okay, quickly, give me the local spending, because
sure.
I look at this, I see some light. Do I see light?
A little bit, yeah. So from the macro, big picture, to the micro, because, well, financial markets gyrate, Mike. People still go on about their day-to-day lives. Yeah, Stats New Zealand released card spending data today, but as an entree yesterday, ANZ released their card spending data for their network, New Zealand's biggest bank. So illustrative, overall spending rose 1%. That's good, because we had a number of weaker outcomes. It's being led by business goods and services. We're still seeing spending held back by the stuff that's sensitive to interest rates, housing, durables, discretionary spending. Presumably those areas get a bit of a tailwind as interest rates continue to moderate. Tourism spend, though, Mike, my eye was drawn to this. It's still under pressure, down 11% year on year. So you're seeing that in car rentals and accommodation. But we'll look for confirmation in the Stats New Zealand numbers today.
Speaking of numbers, give them to me.
The Dow Jones is bearing the brunt of the weakness today. It's down 1.5%, 656 points, 41,255. The S&P 500 down another 1.2%. That's 68 points, 5546, the mark there at the moment. And the NASDAQ is actually doing a little bit better. It's only down 0.87%, 17,000. 316. The European markets were weaker overnight. The FTSE 100 lost 1.2%, 8496. The Nikkei down 0.64, 36,793. The Shanghai Composite, though, it is going up, 3379. It was up 0.4%. The Aussies lost 0.9% yesterday, 7890. And as I said, we lost 0.84%, 12,410. Kiwi steady, 0.5709 against the US, 0.9084 going up against the Aussie. Against the Euro, 0.5224. Against the pound, quick mention, we're at 0.4411, getting close to 44p. That's going to make trips to the UK very expensive if anybody happens to be going there. Against the yen, 84 yen. Gold, 2,917. Brent crude is stable, $69.92.
Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.